military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Theme parties. You either love them or you tolerate them. What's the most unique theme party that you were invited to? And what if you were invited to one of these?
A new baby. We know it's a celebration. Baby showers are getting bigger and bigger. But how about a post-birth placenta party?
Come on. Why? What are we doing?
Every few years, this comes up, is that should you be eating your placenta? And people have been having these placenta parties. Now, hold on. They go on.
After the arrival of their second child, one couple's pic went viral after they planned a sit-down dinner party with a friend where the proud papa used his chef skills to make placenta pizza and placenta daiquiris.
Oh, placenta daiquiris?
Yeah.
Oh, stop that right now. Like, it's one thing to be eating your own.
It had a sugar rim. Does that change anything? Sugar. It was
no.
Sugar. Okay. All right. I was just checking.
Listen. It's one thing if you decide to eat your own placenta. All right, and within your family confines and all that stuff. It's something else entirely if you're the person that accepts an invitation to go over to somebody else's house and eat their placenta.
There's so many more people that are doing this, and it's becoming the norm. So I deep dove because I was like, I thought this was like a Kardashian thing. Remember years and years ago, the Kardashians talked about eating their own placenta. They made,
to me, this is like grinding up rhinoceros horns and doing it because you think it's going to give you vitality. Well, like, it's not. Come on.
You can make it into food, but Courtney made them into capsules. Anyway, the quote unquote benefits, and I don't think there's enough science behind it yet, is that it helps with postpartum depression. It helps increase your milk supply. It fights off diseases. Now, animals.
If you're the guy that's married to the neighbor, though, what are you doing eating the placenta? What are you doing? You don't need more milk.
Okay, right. Yeah. But animals do eat their placenta naturally, many, many different animals. So they're trying to say if animals naturally do it, there's got to be some benefits of it.
We wear pants. Okay. I'm not sure cavemen did that. I don't know if there's any evidence of that. Take a vitamin. I don't know. I'm confused.
Fine. I won't invite you to my placenta party.
Please don't.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
But I do think that, in theory, you've gotten to at least one party that you're like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
What is the theme of this party? Why am I going to that?
I went to a friend's party one time. It was called He Ain't Dead, But He Ain't Here No More. It was a divorce party. It was great. Awesome time. You know, with guys, they don't call them a divorce party. It's just you take out your friend to make sure that they're not super depressed after the whole thing hits the fan. But with her, she really celebrated the moment. So that's congratulations.
Nice. Divorce parties became a thing. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
I got an invitation once when I first moved into my old home, and it was to a heaven and hell party.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that meant. And remember, I was worried that it was a swingers
Angels
party.
Angels and devils.
Well, I thought it was like a swingers party.
I mean, it could be. It's kind of, you know.
Well, right. I mean, you get a little thing in the mail, and it invites you to the neighbors that you only met once, and it's a heaven and hell party. You're like, huh. And it said costumes strongly encouraged. And I was like, okay.
What'd you wear?
Well, first of all, I didn't know if I wanted to go because I didn't understand what it was. And I was like, maybe we've done something wrong. Maybe we put pineapples in places they should not be.
People expect you to show up naked? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. We went fully dressed, completely normal, and it was a complete normal Halloween party. And I felt like such a fool. And lovely people, and they have themed parties every
single
year.
Did they have placenta?
They did not, but they had a lot of themed foods for heaven and hell, which I thought was a nice touch. I don't know, but have you been invited to a theme party, and was it very unique and different? What was it?
But how about a post-birth placenta party?
We going to a placenta party.
Oh, you're going by yourself. I'm going to skip that one. Thank you.
There's become a new trend, which was actually an old trend that went away that came back, that people are eating their placentas, and now they're inviting their friends over to do it as well.
I mean, it's one thing to eat your own, right? Like, and again, I have no judgment for that. You know, prepare it how you want. It's yours, obviously. But if I'm the neighbor and I receive that invitation, I'm not coming.
But you know when you get invited to a theme party, you don't know what to do at first because it feels like a lot of pressure. What was the most unique themed party that you went to? Totally fine if it has nothing to do with placenta. Tiffany.
It was my friend had a, she was getting a bunion removed from her foot. It was her first surgery she's ever had in life. And so she had this theme party where she mailed everyone a gown and a boot. So that's how we had to show up at the party. And it was I don't even remember the food. I just remember getting a gown and a foot boot. And that's how we had to show up.
Like a hospital gown? That's what you mean?
Yeah, hospital gown. Yes. And then when we walked in, she had like the little hospital bands, the wristbands, and it had our names on it. It was very creative. I was like, okay.
Well, that's a lot.
You spent a lot of money for a bunion removal.
I was going to say for the celebration of a bunion removal. But, you know, listen, if you've never had a procedure before you go in, there's a part of you that thinks that you might die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you're just like, yes. I'm going to die. Yes. This is it. This is how it starts. I go in for one thing and I come out in a box.
But it's also super fun. And everybody fits into a hospital gown. It's not like a bridesmaid dress. So you just put it on over your sweatpants and you go and have a good time and talk about your bunion.
Okay. Not for me, but all right. Paul, how about you? What was the theme party you went to that stands out?
I was invited to a foam party where basically it looks like a bunch of suds from your washing machine all over the place. But in this case, they put too much of the foam stuff in, so the foam got up to about 6 feet tall. So it was a lot of us bumping into each other. So it was a great day. You can bump into each other without blaming the alcohol. So it worked out great.
You've been to a foam party, right?
Oh, Anna? I've been to many a foam party.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I was 22 years old in Cancun, they were good times.
Yes, I remember. That was my first one, too, was Cancun.
But as a mom, when you take a child to a place where there's foam,
yeah,
I mean, it's fun and you want them to have fun, but you have to bring a change of clothes for them.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get soaking wet. They don't want to come out. You get scared because you lose them.
I'm just going to say this, too, is you think with the foam and whatnot, it's all fun and games. You got to watch out for chafing, all right? There's a lot of action going on inside of the foam there. You're dancing, you're bumping, you're grinding, you're all that stuff. And sooner or later, that moisture's going to catch up with you. You're right. A change of clothes is good. Or the ability to get naked soon after.
Or whether, it doesn't matter if you're 6 or you're 26.
No, it's the same.
Do they still have those foam parties?
Oh, yeah. If we go to Cancun right now, if there's a foam party tonight, I guarantee it.
I think I'm over it. I don't want to go to a foam party anymore.
Fiona, what was that strange theme party that you went to?
So the strangest themed party I was invited to is actually a glow-in-the-dark themed party. It was hard to tell who was who or what was going on exactly, but it was really a visual feast, and the music was thebomb.com. So overall, it was a pretty cool time.
Everything looks cooler under a black light. I'm not going to say the artwork was, as you said, down with the bomb.
Bomb.com.
That's right. But it is a striking look.
I can't do it because I can't look at people's teeth because people's teeth glow.
Yes.
And then all you see is their teeth and the whites of their eyes.
Right, right. You're like, who is that? You can't tell.
Terrifying.
I mean, if they had a mask on top of it, forget it.
No, I could never do it. And then also, no matter how clean your clothes are, you see the white lint on it.
All the time.
And that would drive me crazy too. There's a lot of reasons why I can't go to glow in the dark parties.
Nope.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.